So what you prefer is not
I just money sitting there. It's the nuns, you know, once you were brought up by the nuns.
Fourth meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council. My name is John Weingart. I live in Surgeonsville in Hunterdon County. Ask the other members to introduce themselves.
Debbie Pascarelli, Greenwich Township, Warren County Representative.
Bert Alstead, Chester Township, Public Member.
Janice Kovach, Town of Clinton, Hunterdon County.
Mimi Letts, Precipity, Morris County.
Tracy Carluccio, Public Member, Hunterdon County.
Isha Way, Freehold of Passaic County.
Tim Dillingham, I'm a public member from Mercer County.
Glenn Vitrano, Sussex County Freeholder.
At least one other member wandering around the building somewhere. This meeting has been advertised in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act and publicized on the Council's website. All who wish, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The council met earlier today in executive session to discuss personnel matters. We took no action, but we discussed personnel matters. We have minutes from two meetings here. Let's start with the ones from January 11th. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion or corrections in the January 11th minute?
I have some.
Okay.
Just in time. I won't belabor these, but I did have a couple of questions. If I can't find them, we'll just move on.
Somebody have a blue or black Pathfinder in the parking lot? The alarm is going off.
It's squirrels.
Okay.
I found it. It's not a comment on the minutes, so I will.
Okay. Any comments on the minutes of January 11th? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions?
Mr. Chairman, that's the meeting I recused myself from, so I don't know why I was here for the beginning of the meeting and then waited in the hallway.
I think you're allowed to vote on the minutes, but we don't need your vote, so I'd rather abstain.
Yeah. Abstain.
Okay. The minutes of January 18th, is there a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Discussion? Questions?
Excuse me, Chair? Yeah. Just a slight technical issue. I participated via teleconference, so I don't know if that makes a difference.
It doesn't for saying you were here. I don't know if we
just.
Okay,
just
good. Okay. All right. Any other comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstaining as I was absent.
Okay. Carrie, my report, just a couple of things. The council has, as I had a previous meeting, we decided to hold these two additional public hearings. One of those is now scheduled in Passaic County, at Passaic County Community College, for a week from today, February 22nd at 5 p.m. And we are planning to schedule an additional public hearing in Somerset County, but have yet to pick a time and place for that. The second thing is, all of us have read in the newspaper, Governor Corzine has nominated someone to be the 15th member of the council to fill the one empty seat. His name is William Cogger. He's the Chester Township Council member, and as far as I know, his hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee is not yet scheduled. And just one other point for those who are interested, John Whitty, who had covered the council, I thought, very well for the Star-Ledger, has left New Jersey and is going to be a producer for a National Public Radio show in Boston, so he will not be covering us anymore. And our next meeting, council meeting after this one, is in a month, March 15th at 10 o'clock. Council members have any individual reports, things I need to report?
I just want to mention to the rest of the council, we have a meeting in Warren County tonight. We've invited public officials and members, a variety of boards, just for an introduction for our staff members to introduction of the regional national plan and the master plan process. It's designed to be an educational forum, and we'll report back any significant feedback with that.
Okay. We have three committee reports, starting with the Agriculture Committee.
Yes, the Agriculture Committee met greater than a week ago for the first time as a full standing committee. Tracy Corluccio and Debbie Pasquarelli were present along with me. We took action on four applications that we received for our Ag Grants program. Three are going to be recommended for approval by the full council today, and one was handed back for some further questioning and more enhancement perhaps to a broader region of the Highlands. There's not finalized minutes in your packets today from the committee meeting, mainly because I was out of town for a couple days and just received them basically last night on my computer, and we have a few revisions to do, but they will be present in your packets for the next council meeting for your formal approval. And certainly we can entertain questions about the specific grant applications when it comes time to act on them. I will be recusing myself for two of the applications because I have a conflict because I participate in some of the programs as a producer. But I'm sure two of the other committee members will be able to fill in, and Kim Kaiser as our staff person will certainly be able to help answer questions as well.
The State and Federal Agency Coordination Committee.
State and Federal Agency Coordination Committee is a new committee replacing the Smart Growth Committee. And we met on the 8th of this month. We discussed a number of issues, which I don't have in front of me. How good that is. So I'm going to ask Tom Wharton if he wouldn't mind just stepping up to the plate, because Tom really was involved in that meeting as much as I was.
Sure. We provided the committee with an overview of the statutory requirements of differing state agencies and the requirements that the Highlands Act has and makes changes to their obligations, and actually provided a draft document to them. The committee asked us to make several changes to that document, which we hope to bring back to the council. The other issue was in terms of prioritization of next steps, and the committee advised staff that we should prioritize our work with state agencies on DEP and the Office of Smart Growth, and asked us to begin staff-to-staff negotiations with the Office of Smart Growth regarding state plan coordination. And the last was we transmitted the resolution from the last meeting with a cover letter from the executive director to the Office of Smart Growth for their review. And that was the first resolution, the January 11th resolution this council adopted regarding
resolution number 3.
Exactly.
Thanks, Tom. And that's my report.
Very well done. Any questions? And the other committee that met since our last meeting was the Plan Development and Local Conformance Committee. Among the items we discussed a number of requests the council has received from a variety of people to extend the public comment period beyond March 2nd, and we, later on the agenda, will be recommending to the council that the comment period be extended 1 month further to April 2nd. We also discussed a number of requests that have come to the council from, particularly from county planners, but from others as well, for layers of the mapped layers of mapping that the council has prepared to sort of show the underlying information behind the maps. We had a lengthy discussion about that, which concluded that with the fact that a meeting was going to happen, I believe, yesterday, right, with the county, planners.
The 16th.
Okay. With county planners and the staff, where we'll try to hopefully get to a point of agreement, but at least greater clarity to inform the committee, and the committee will meet again before our next council meeting, but after that meeting tomorrow on the 16th.
Chairman, may I request that as a result of that some kind of a synopsis of that meeting be made available to the council members by email?
Yeah, we'll have the chair notes, and Mr. Chairman, if you have no objection, we could circulate that. I mean, normally we send it to the chair first and do that.
What subcommittee?
We're talking about the committee?
This is meeting tomorrow with the counties regarding the data.
Oh, the county. Oh, we will certainly brief you on that. Although, I understand because of snow concerns, the meeting might have been pushed back. But in any event, we can certainly provide a summary of what happens.
It has been pushed back?
Maybe. Okay. And one of the items that will be helpful in either the committee or the council, whenever we next discuss this, would be to have some examples of what it is that's being requested, and it's something to make more visual. Both opinions on the subject. We also discussed in committee a number of contracts which are on the agenda for today, and we heard comments from 10 members of the public. That was it. Questions? Executive Director's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can't forget me in this comment. Thank you. On public comments. We've received 600 to date on the draft master plan. 361 of them have been comments that we received verbally through the many public hearings that we've had so far. John's accurately said that we've had a number in Morris, Sussex, Warren, Hunterdon, and have two more to come. Through that process, we have around 361. We have 257 additional written comments that have been received. Those have been received both in the mail, by fax, and there's a mechanism for submitting those comments in a written form directly to our website. The major themes that we have to date include requests to extend the comment period, the submission of site-specific information for council consideration, the request that we remove sensitive environmental areas from the purple planned community zone that's shown on our land use capabilities map, that we deal with sewer service areas and the equity issue. So although staff is just beginning to write all those up for members, at least those are some of the major themes that we've seen so far.
Excuse me, Duncan, when you say 600 comments, is that 600 people who commented, or, I mean, so somebody submitted comments on 10 different aspects of the plan, does that count as one of the 600 or 10 of the 600?
Well, we're working to make sure we know what we're saying, and that is to say, we are trying to count just the commenters who submitted, so we're trying to winnow those out, it's a bit difficult because folks are showing up multiple times to the various public hearings, and they may also submit something. So my best understanding is that these are the commenters that have done it, but we'll have to refine that as we go farther. In terms of preparing comments for members to see, or providing access to them, members know already that we have digital copies of the audio. If you haven't gotten your CD yet, make sure that you get one from staff today before you leave. Members have told us the critical importance to them of making sure that they have the opportunity to listen to comments if they're not able to be at any particular setting, since there are different public hearings throughout the entire region, and they're in the evening when a lot of our members have other obligations, but because it's important to them, we've provided all of those on audio. We'll do the same thing for the upcoming two public hearings. In addition, all of the comments that we have that are in the written form have been scanned in, and we're also making those available to the members directly to review. We are, of course, going to be continuing to receive comments, and we'll continue to send them to members as soon as we get them. In terms of transcripts that would go along with the public hearings, we are now working through the many transcripts that it would take to give you a written version of what's been said. We intend to have those and also to work up some summaries for members, all to the end that you're able to review comments, all the comments, but able to go hone in onto the ones that make the most that might result in the most critical decisions for you as we work forward to adopting the plan. So we're doing a lot to make sure that the public comment is one that will give you all the information that the public wants to provide you.
Dante, can I interject?
Yes.
When you're compiling these informations, one of the comments I heard many times over from a lot of different constituencies was the feeling that the regional master plan didn't contain all of the required elements in it that the Act requires, and I didn't hear you rattle that off as one of the top three or four, but I'd be very much interested in that number, if we can include that as one of the categories.
Yes, we will. We have been getting those. And I can tell you that some of the themes I've talked about are just from a sampling of some of them. That wasn't from the review of all the 600, and we will reference that one specifically, Kurt.
You know, Dante, in the same vein, one of the comments that I heard, and it's probably not something that we could do, that we would have to ask the legislature, is that they want the ability to value land as of the pre-Highlands to be extended beyond 2009. And I think that, considering especially the fact that we've been delayed, that we should immediately initiate some type of action to get the legislature to amend that.
I believe we've already taken position on that as council.
Yes, we have.
Consensus view that
we've got to work on it.
Follow up. Thank you for those comments. On the subject of the budget, as you know, fiscal year 2008 budget requests are in. The request for rural state agencies has been to present 10% to 20% reduction plans. As a council, we submitted a proposed 2008 budget. We have also provided a basis for why the work that's being done up here is critical and to make sure that we get adequate funding. The Treasury's department continues to review requests. They intend to get back to us and to other agencies. We haven't heard back in the last, I guess, week or so since we contacted them last. But we'll continue to work on ensuring that we can get a budget that we hope can meet the mission of the council. In terms of the COA decision, I'm sure all of you are familiar with this, but just to make sure, the Appellate Division recently validated the gross share methodology for calculating COA obligations and allocating those. That is going to have an effect on the third round calculation. We know from the court opinion that the court wants COA to go back and to look at information and data that comes from the central planning agencies in the state, and that specifically would include the State Planning Commission, but also the regional planning entities in the state like us. And that's going to be critical. The court wants to make sure that that sufficient data is present for whatever follows. I think a fair reading of the opinion is that the court hasn't ruled out growth share as a potential methodology, but felt that further examination of the data and support for it would be required if COA comes back with growth share in some form or chooses to do something separate. Also, you should know that COA has filed an appeal to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, of course, doesn't have to take all appeals, so it would be discretionary. And COA, apparently, from what we know so far, has not appealed on all the issues or a lot of the major ones. So far, our understanding is that they're appealing on one of the issues, and I think there are probably half a dozen or more that were addressed in the Appellate Division decision. As a personnel note, Sue Schmidt, who's been our receptionist, unfortunately has left. She's moved on to a local nonprofit nearby, and we may hear from her, but not from our front desk. A couple of events to mention, county meetings. We've previously met with Sussex and Hunterdon counties. On February 7th, Steve and I made a presentation to the Morris County freeholders. And staff will be meeting, as Debbie's indicated, with Warren County this evening. In terms of county planners, we met with all the county planners on January 11th, and John Riley points out that we have a meeting scheduled for the 16th, which is tomorrow, although we have to check the recent snow scheduling. If it doesn't happen tomorrow, it will happen soon, and we'll be sure to get an update maybe to you and to all the other members. Tom also is going to be meeting with Hunterdon County Planning Board on legal issues. That's scheduled for February 21st. In terms of town meetings, we continue to meet with towns as well. Most recently, Steve, Tom, Mary Jude, and I met with Ringwood on the 6th. Some of our upcoming meetings are going to include the towns in Passaic on the 20th of this month, towns in Morris County on the 21st, towns in Somerset County on the 23rd, so that'll be an active week. Chris Stannis is going to be meeting with Liberty Township on the 21st, and with the Roxbury Township Environmental Commission on the 28th. Finally, in terms of presentations, I was able to give a presentation at Main Street, New Jersey, down in Trenton recently, also to the New Jersey Institute of Technology, and also to Morris Tomorrow. Mimi was able to sit in, since she's a member, I believe, of Morris Tomorrow currently. We had, I think, a very effective discussion there, and I think it was helpful to talk to that group, which is very proactive about a lot of the issues that we care about here on the council, and so I think that was a meaningful event. I also taped a presentation for the Morris County, local Morris County cable television show. The subject was the Highlands, what the Act requires, what we're doing here on the council to move toward final adopted plan. And Jeff LaJava on the 13th gave a presentation on TDR to the State Agricultural Convention. As usual, Jeff did a really great job. I've heard from a number of folks. The resolution from that convention is in your packet, and it's worth taking a look. Monique Purcell is here, I know, and others were involved in the resolution and preparing it. And I think they did a really great job of identifying some of the important agricultural issues and doing it in a way which I think is very helpful in keeping with what this council is trying to do to make sure ag is viable and to make sure that agriculture fits in a way with the environmental resources up here in the Highlands. You'll note from the resolution that some of the issues that the Ag Convention resolution addressed were, the need for funding for land acquisition and preservation. They continue to support a strong and vibrant TDR program, and they also advocate for good agricultural conservation practices. So I think it's well worth the time to read through that resolution.
I might add that I did represent the council there, and Jeff did do a fine job, and I did an overview of where we're at with the regional master plan. And just so you're familiar with the process, the annual agricultural convention has delegates from every county board of agriculture and every commodity group in the state, and it's established through state legislation that the convention process establishes the policies that the Department of Agriculture will pursue for the upcoming year. So the farmers themselves set policy for the department. It's very unique, and we're the only state in the country that has that process. So Jeff got a little lesson on how we function, and we even select our own Secretary of Ag, and that's why Charlie Ferris is only the sixth secretary in over 100 years. So I hope you were enlightened. That's grassroots at its best, right? So thank you for the bringing attention to the policy.
Mr. Chairman, that's all that I have.
Any questions? We have three items on the agenda of resolutions. I'd like to move the 12th, number 12 to number 10, because I know there's at least one person here to speak to the public, and that's the consideration of the resolution regarding a planning assistance grant.
I need to recuse myself as a former member of the town council.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, Tom is going to be presenting on this matter.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this was a matter that was... This is a matter that was the subject of a the Plan Development and Local Conformance Committee review. And this is an extension of an existing resolution that this council passed, is the resolution authorizing municipal planning grants, what we call the MP3 grants. There was remaining funds as part of that resolution. The Plan Development Committee undertook an analysis of what could be done to do additional planning before we finalize the plan. And one of the major issues we identified was the need to do a water management plan and provide for a pilot project for a municipality to do such a water management plan. A key component of the master plan, of course, is how to deal with deficit areas in water supply. It just so happens the town of Clinton is undergoing an analysis of additional wells and looking at capacity issues, and they had actually submitted comments to us on the plan saying they're in the midst of addressing these issues, and so we identified this as an appropriate pilot project. We did, just so you know, advance to the treasurer an analysis that there was remaining funds in the planning grants that the council had already authorized. And so the recommendation is that, and I should say we did get an application after the Plan Development Committee from the town. They're basically doing a cost share where this council would provide grants up to $35,000, and they would be providing $20,000 of their own funds to do this analysis. So I think it'd be, we recommend it as an excellent approach to develop the elements of a water management plan so we can provide a model for municipal conformance.
Tom, will we have somebody that will be working with them so that we make sure that what the information that they're developing is the kind of thing that we need?
Yes, we will. Jim Hudselman on our staff, our engineer, is in the process of developing guidelines for conformance for water planning in a deficit situation. So we very much see this as a cooperative venture.
So we have a resolution to approve that. Someone like to move the resolution?
I'll so move.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. And we have with us Robert Cutter, the business administrator of Clinton. Welcome, Mr. Lecter.
Thank you. I hope you support this, which I believe you are.
Yes, please.
The town is committed to full cooperation with this. Our water company has provided conservation measures since its inception under DEP guidelines, so we will look forward to strengthening our conservation and coming up with a all-inclusive type of plan for your to work with you and other municipalities that have similar situations. So if there's any questions, I'll answer them. If not, we'll look forward to getting started. We have an eight-week window. We put this package together from Friday to Tuesday. Hopefully it is complete. I believe it is after speaking with Steve yesterday and this morning. So if there's any questions, I'll answer them. If there are not, I would hope for the vote. Thank you. Thank you very much. We look forward to getting this complete and moving on. Thank you.
Are there any members of other members of public would like to speak? Yes.
Come on up so we can hear you. Subuk, Oxford. It seems to me that, I mean, there's an issue in Clinton and there's an issue in a lot of towns with what has happened with the Highlands Act and now the Regional Master Plan and rules with the DEP, where pretty much the rug has been pulled out from under a lot of towns and they're left in a position where the plans that they had, they're no longer allowed to go forward with. I have a problem with throwing money at that situation. It strikes me as bribery. There's lots of towns that have this issue. If we're going to just hand out money to keep everybody quiet, I think we have a problem. If we have a deficit area, then it needs to get changed in the plan, not throw money at the situation.
Thanks. David Shope. I have a farm in Lebanon Township. I find it amusing that Clinton's in a deficit area when they can spit into Spruce Run Reservoir. Water deficits in an area that supplies water to most 65% of the state, that too is a joke. It's water mismanagement. It's water for the benefit of privately owned water companies for profit. Heaven forbid that Clinton be able to turn on the tap in a reservoir that's in its own township. That's all.
Any council member comments, questions?
Mr. Chairman, just one thing. Given the fact that we didn't open up and request solicitations from municipalities for this, I did ask Tom to go over the legalities of the grant. I think we wanted to just speak to that briefly before the members vote.
Yeah, the issue was the entire planning partnership resolution was envisioned that we would solicit municipalities that were appropriate for pilot projects. That's what we did for all of our MP3s. This one was an additional MP3. There was remaining funds available. So this was not a competitive grant like the agricultural grant program was. This was a grant program that was designed to aid the benefit of the development of the regional master plan.
So this is a demonstration.
Right.
We've used that term in the past. It's not just part of a routine grant award. It's
that's
really
correct.
To help us define what we should do with grants in the region.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Janice abstains. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's go back to number 10, which is the agriculture grants program.
You plan to do each one of them individually, Sean?
Yeah. Yes, I believe so, because of the disqualification.
I think that Eric's going to have to recuse himself.
That was the one for the freeholders, yes. The one for the ag board. Should I also recuse myself on that one?
Yeah.
You appoint the members of the county ag board.
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
All
right. So why don't we act on Sussex County first, and then we can both walk out and have a
Okay.
I think Kim Kaiser is ready to present it. That's all right with you.
All right.
Janice, you can come back.
Right.
You told Janice, right? Yeah, she knows.
Okay.
Hey,
Kim, welcome.
I think Sussex.
Okay. One of the grants that were considered by the Agriculture Committee on February 8th meeting, which was attended by Kurt Alstein and Tracy Corlucio, and by phone with Debbie Pasquarelli. Sussex County submitted a grant through the Sussex County CADB. They want to promote the four seasons of agriculture in the Skylands Agritourism Program. It's an existing program developed and administered by Sussex County to create marketing opportunities for farmers throughout the Highlands seven-county region. They actually expanded their current program to make sure that all of the seven Highland counties were included in it. The committee recommended that the Sussex County Agricultural Development Board Marketing Program grant they recommended it to the council for approval for an amount not to exceed $50,000, to negotiate and devise a technical work plan and schedule with conditions as approved by the Agriculture Committee.
Someone move this as motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any comments, questions, discussions, cell phones? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Go ahead and open the public. I'm sorry. Are there any public comments from the public? Yes, sir.
Why is the door closed?
Yeah, I don't know why the door closed.
There was talking
about it.
Yeah, but we like the.
Well, that's Glenn's issue. No, that was
okay. Yes, sir.
So that Glenn can't hear either?
We're talking about the Sussex County Agriculture Resolution.
Yes.
I'll save you a little time and speak to all of them. First of all, what happens to the money after you dole it out? How is it tracked? How is the performance of these grants monitored?
Anything else?
No, I asked a question.
Okay, we'll discuss it, but as you know, we don't respond to questions when you're sitting up.
In terms of agriculture, and these grants are, quite frankly, they're just silly. As a matter of fact, I consider them nothing more than part of the fraud of agricultural sustainability. Now, I'll leave you a few things to read, and the first one is from the 1992 U.S. Forest Service report, which started some of this stuff off. The decrease in farming throughout the area is due to a complex set of issues. Some of the more popular notions include world market competition pricing, little or no interest by family members to continue farming. That's certainly true in 92. It's true now. Excessive regulations, my. Development pressure and buyout offers, rising property taxes, large capital investments and debt loads with marginal net incomes. 1992. I have a heavily redacted memo dated December 9th, 2003 from the Highlands Task Force. On the second page it says, family farms are disappearing from the landscape due to taxes and exorbitant offers from developers. Oftentimes, downzoning efforts also hasten the family farmer to cash out of land equity. The people who were attending this thing made the value judgment that farmers were getting exorbitant offers from developers. They'd never heard of the free market. This is something from Van Abs's files from the same period, entitled Highlands Ideas. Farming. Few virgin soils exist, often poor farming except limestone soils. It's something of an interesting note. Reservoirs and watersheds and surface water are allocated, owned by cities. Water owned by cities. Farmlands converting back to forest due to poor return on farming. Something from a recent Lancaster farming. Farm numbers continue to decline. This is nationwide. It's certainly true in New Jersey. Agricultural viability, it's a fraud.
Conservative tracking and reporting was discussed with all three grants, and which is why we have going to devise technical work plan and a schedule with conditions that are going to be approved by the Agriculture Committee, and that was discussed heavily, and we definitely plan on setting up the parameters and a way of tracking these grants.
And if I just add, Mr. Chairman, that's consistent with the processes that we have, and in fact, for all of our grants, we have staff who who monitor the administration of them. We have some technical folks who look at the deliverables to make sure that on a technical quality point of view, what has been granted for has been produced, and then a sign-off system. So we will use a similar kind of thing and make sure that it's tailored to any of the specific conditions that are outlined by the Agricultural Committee.
Mr. Chairman, we had made it clear when we started giving out these grants that we expected, you know, that there would be some oversight and that there will be feedback. So I would trust that as we get this feedback, the entire council could be somehow informed of this so that we know if these grants are being used productively and making a difference.
I think the expectation that, that we're setting up in approving these grants, the ag grants, is that if they're going to identify very specifically and quantitatively in numbers, you know, the number of farm operations that are participating, located in the preservation area, located in the planning area, and you've got very concrete handle and idea of the width and the graph of the program.
But we have put out some agricultural grants previously.
We established the parameters for the program. This is the first time that we're actually approving the grant. We have not approved any grants up until now.
Okay.
But that was in preparation to do what we're doing now.
Other comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? And Glenn Vitrano abstains. So that passes. So now we trade in Kurt and Eric for Glenn.
Sussex, one from Sussex, even
yeah,
one from Mars.
Yeah,
you're not a. He's using some pieces of freeholder.
Okay.
The integrated pest management?
Yeah.
Okay. In cooperation with the Rutgers Cooperative Extension and the Agricultural Experimentation Station, the grant was to provide funding support to existing integrated pest management program and to expand it further for the vegetables and fruit farmers. Okay, it will be participated by farmers on a cost-share basis, and it's for an amount not to exceed $75,000 for the first year with the reserve funds to support the second-year grant. There was a request for a two-year grant for $149,000 originally.
So does this resolution have us committing $149,000?
Up to $75,000 for each year.
Right.
But we're reserving it for the second year to see what the progress of the first year is.
Shouldn't it say that based upon performance or satisfactory performance or something like
that? I can hear
you. 10%. Shouldn't it say based on satisfactory performance or something
sure.
like that? So we would allocate, I'm not sure if that's the right verb, but the second year money out of our current budget?
Yes.
So it would not be dependent on what amount of money we do or don't get for
exactly.
the fiscal year.
Yeah, we would plan that it would carry over for that purpose, and we could encumber it.
And the Finance Committee is okay with this?
This is, these funds come out of which grant program? This is not something that went before Budget and Finance Committee for review. This is for which?
Sure. Do you know where this is?
We have it's for $450,000 max. Regional.
It's part of the regional master plan budget.
Is it the
budget
plan budget or is the 450 in the regional plan?
It's the same budget as the MP3.7.
Yeah. So that yes, that's where we'd be.
That answer your question? It's within that pre-allocated.
And we're always very careful that we're
absolutely.
Are there any public comments on this resolution? Are you coming along? Yes.
David Chope. I have a farm in Lebanon Township. Now that I've been assured that the money is going to be properly looked after, I would like it to the results to be measured against what is a typical return on equity. And I would like it to be pre-Highlands Act equity of businesses in America, and the average in America is 19%. Measure these doles against such a return on equity. Thank you.
Other public comments? Other comments from members of the council?
Yes, I just have one question, Mr. Chairman. What's actually the difference between this resolution and the following one?
Money.
Oh, right. Other than money, it's both the same program for two different agencies?
Yes.
One? One is going to the Ag Development Board, and the other is going to...
Did you want to hear?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yes.
What's the different one?
Different project. The second one, which we haven't discussed yet, is going to be going to the county and be passed through to a nonprofit to run. And on this one, it's the CADB that's applied for the money, and the money is going to be passed through to the agricultural experimentation station and the Rutgers Cooperative Extension, who run these kinds of programs currently, the ICAM programs.
Both programs for Huntington County is what I'm saying. The same program duplicated twice.
No, there are two different programs, because I chaired this part of the meeting, so maybe I can interject here for the Ag Committee.
Right.
Now, there are two different programs. This is the IPM and the Crop Management Program,
right.
The Integrated Pest Management and the Crop Management Program. That's the one we're voting on now. The next one is a different program, and Kim will explain that. It's not the same program. It's simply the first one is going through the County Ag Development Board, and it's for the IPM and crop management program. The second one is going through the freeholders, and it's a different program entirely.
I think Glenn's question raises a point, though. It's not clear from these resolutions.
Right.
It shouldn't be attached.
Because I was familiar with them.
It's in the last whereas, but it's
I mean, these two resolutions are essentially the same.
Yeah, the final whereas is where the distinction is made, but it's not.
But it right. doesn't express what type of program.
Exactly.
And what they're going to do with it. Even right. an int.
We know. Yes.
Exactly. Now, the second one is the market development program. And we had a paperwork and a whole description at the Ag Committee about these two programs. I don't know why they're not attached to the resolution.
It's been read. I see it now.
Tim, okay. Do you have a comment?
No.
Okay. So we have before us the integrated pest management program, one of these two. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Eric and Kirk. Okay, and the final one is the Huntington County Board of Chosen Freeholders for Market Development Program grant.
Yes, and this is a proposed pass-through grant to the New Jersey Council of Farmers and Communities, which is a nonprofit, which would be administered through the New Jersey Farm Bureau with oversight by Huntington County. The program would provide funding assistance through community grants to promote and assist establishing the community markets, provide web-based market development services and promotional assistance for established markets. The recommendation is for an amount not to exceed $50,000 and to negotiate a technical work plan and schedule with conditions approved by the Agriculture Committee.
I have a question. Okay, we'll get a motion on the floor if we can.
I'll so move.
I'll second.
Okay. Question.
Can we just explain again where the end point of this grant is after it goes through the freeholders? It goes through the Farm Bureau into a nonprofit?
It goes through the New Jersey Council of Farmers and Communities nonprofit organization, which is administered by the Farm Bureau. The end person for the money is for community grants.
So ultimately, who ultimately receives the money and develops the marketing program?
The nonprofit. We discussed this. The nonprofit. We discussed this at length at the committee. My concern mainly being that I wanted to make sure the money was really going, and the committee members wanted to make sure the money was really going to the development of tailgate markets and the development of markets for niche crops and other crops from the Highlands, not to Farm Bureau for administrative purposes. And I was assured there was language added to the plan that we reviewed that there would be no funds going for the operation expenses of the Farm Bureau, that this these monies will go and will be tracked, and the Ag Committee will actually make up a detailed tracking system to see how the money's spent. So the dollar, we get the most bang out of the bucks for the markets themselves, not for the operation of the Farm Bureau.
But the nonprofit that Kim described is
yes.
a is it, C3 or a subsidiary corporation of the Farm Bureau?
Yes.
And are the staff shared?
I'm sorry you don't have the details here, because there actually was a breakdown of the cost of who pays for the staff today. This is not a new nonprofit being created for this grant. This is an existing nonprofit that oversees and develops markets, mainly for the Jersey Fresh program right now. So it's that's their job, is to give oversight and to help these markets grow across the state. This would be focused on the Highlands and them putting their efforts into the Highlands to develop markets for Highlands farms. Kim,
I have a breakdown figures of some of the figures. The existing program includes Rutgers Cooperative Extension and New Jersey Department of Agriculture staff support for $16,000, New Jersey Fresh Grants of $35,000, New Jersey Farm Bureau staff support of $20,000, and New Jersey Council of Farmers and Communities membership fees of $36,000.
Now, this is not the money that would be going to those organizations. This is the amount that those organizations contribute to the program.
That's the total program budget.
Right. So the $20,000 doesn't go to the Farm Bureau. It's what the Farm Bureau is putting towards this nonprofit today for operating this market program. It's a little confusing the way it's
presented. I think it is important to track and for the council to be aware of where the money goes.
Absolutely.
And I do think one of the reasons when we designed this program originally, it was meant to meet a need that was not being publicly supported at the time. And that was right. Like the IPM projects. There were some capacity issues about the county ag boards. And so when it starts to get into other nonprofits private groups, then I think we've been very, very careful about how we pass this money through.
Totally agree. And there was a lot of discussion on that particular point at the Agricultural Committee.
I would just like to say, I don't know, maybe we should wait till the next meeting and put some more detail into these resolutions.
We already passed the other two. Yeah, it's just this one.
Yeah. At least going forward, I would hope that maybe we have more information about these things.
I would agree, and it was we had a hours long conversation with reams of paper, and I wish I could repeat all that to you here. Even I can't do that at this point, having been on that subcommittee. But definitely, I think in the future, and maybe this was hampered by the fact that we didn't have the subcommittee report. Maybe that would have helped us if we would have had that.
Right.
At the same time here, but I think maybe I don't know what would happen if we waited.
We have
on
to know
this.
What the goal
but
of
in the
all
future,
of are.
And maybe at the next meeting we could follow up with a report, a more clarification of this. Maybe with that address, we could elaborate on it at the next meeting.
Any other comments? Comments from the public?
Hello, Helen Heinrich, speaking for New Jersey Farm Bureau. Little background on that grant. The Farmers Community Market Council has been in existence. It was the original nonprofit that was set up to create these tailgate markets in the urban areas. And the idea, they had very strict standards so that they were bona fide farmers. They have to sell a majority of the products that they grow on their farms. There was monitoring to make sure this was true, and anybody that didn't meet the standards was invited to leave the market, not participate the next year, and so forth. Quite a few markets got established. Some communities said they wanted to do other things which were, didn't meet the standards, include other kinds of products that were not, grown on these farms. So they kind of dropped out, and the the oversight body, which is what this nonprofit looked to itself to do, you become a member and you agree to meet those standards, came to the Farm Bureau and said, we need to build this up and beef it up and get the standards back up. That's the relationship between the Farm Bureau. It is a nonprofit that is totally separate. It is not a, has nothing to do with the administration is simply to help it along and encourage it. It's not a franchise or anything like that. There's no formal connection with Farm Bureau at all. And in terms of more information, are all the grants that are presented, like the one to Clinton, going to be required to provide the same kind of information, or are the questions going to be asked?
The information that I think Mimi was referring to is information we already have, that the committee had in front of them, that we just don't have in front of the full council now. I wasn't asking anybody for additional information.
Well, is the council going to ask for each grant that you give out the same kind of, you know, detailed information? It's kind of odd with these little tiny ag grants that everybody's got such big questions.
Because we think agriculture is important. Other comments?
Just to make a brief comment with regards to Councilwoman Letts, noting that there should be some detail, and even I know at Passaic County, freeholders, when we pass resolutions pertaining to grants, what we normally do is attach where the funds are going to be allocated to and have like that delineation just so that for futuristic purposes it is documented, mm-hmm. and that's warranted with whatever we do. So I applaud you for calling forth that.
May I ask a question? Is there an agreement that's going to be with the board, the body that's receiving these funds?
Yeah, all these resolutions anticipated that there'd be a detailed scope of work with conditions that would be reviewed by the committee. So this was simply the initiation of the process to initiate a very formal document scope of work that would be formalized by and reviewed by the committee.
And certainly could be available to the council.
Without
doubt. Want to be aware of it.
Ready to vote? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Eric and Kurt abstained.
Let me ask, going to Letitia's comments, could there be attachments made to these so that in perpetuity people looking at this stuff would know what it was all about?
Specific grant or you're saying a future grant?
Well, even now, can't we?
I'm going to suggest that the Ag Committee have a conversation about this and maybe amend this resolution for the next meeting and address some of your, which I think are very valid points, address that. So
somebody in the future, you know, a few years from now, look at this and say,
this is not out of it.
I think that's a valid point. The old grants should follow the same protocol, not just Ag grants, old grants.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is consideration of a resolution extending the comment period on the draft regional master plan. I made reference to this in my report on the plan development committee meeting. We do have the final resolution in our packet. Would extend the public comment period from its current ending of March 2nd to April 2nd. Begin by seeing if anyone wants to move this.
I'll move it.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Comments from council members?
I have some comments, Mr. Mm-hmm. Chairman. In the final paragraph, the ultimate paragraph, now therefore, I would like to recommend the language read as follows. Be resolved by the Highlands Council that the public comment period shall be extended until 30 days after public release of the draft RMP technical reports, etc. Take out April 2 date. To ensure the public has provided sufficient time to comment on the draft RMP and the Council's technical reports. And it was noted by the Executive Director when he gave his report that a number of local governments and counties and others have requested an extension for several reasons, including the need to have an adequate opportunity to review the technical reports and the GIS data relied upon in creating the draft plan before those entities could comment. I think that's a sound basis for extending the comment for at least 30 days beyond the release of those documents. And so I would hope that that amendment could be adopted.
So you're making an amendment, proposing an amendment to your motion? Yes. Is there a second to that?
No way to put it.
Is there a second to that amendment?
I would second that amendment, and I think it goes beyond any political boundaries. Other constituencies, whether it be Farm Bureau or any of the agencies that have an interest in the ultimate goal of the regional master plan. So it's more than just elected bodies. That same goes for all agencies.
If I understand it, in terms of the technical documents, the technical reports are all out and by April 2nd will have been out more than 30 days. So that's the same as this motion. But what you're talking about is the map data that county planners have asked for that the staff is arguing doesn't exist or doesn't exist in a useful form.
In that case, I will amend my amendment motion to include what you just said.
Okay. All right. So just for clarification, we adopted the draft plan on November 30th. April 2nd will be about 120-day comment period if we went to April 2nd. If we went to the indefinite time of the amendment, it will be later than that. But
I think, Mr. Chairman, you just hit on the problem with the proposed amendment, which is that it becomes an indefinite period. My understanding of the subcommittee's conversation about this was that the timeline was extended and the decision was reached because it was viewed as adequate to release the data, to release the report, so the report's already out, but that given this meeting is coming up, which the specifics and hopefully some progress will be made in the conversation about the GIS data, but all this, I don't think we should have an open-ended, interminable public comment period. I mean, I think we need to resolve this and keep it moving forward. We had a lot of discussion about it at the subcommittee meeting, and I thought that this resolution, as recommended by the subcommittee, was the balance point that we all voted on at that point.
And I think, and just to respond to your comment, I think that any extension is meaningless unless that underlying data that the maps and the chairman referred to is in the hands of the people who are reviewing the regional master plan so that they can make those comments. We can extend this for 120 more days, but if they don't have that basic data that they're looking for to comment upon, then it's meaningless. It doesn't matter at all. And it's not open-ended. It's 30 days after the release of these maps and other data that are being sought.
I would just say, in terms of what Tim said, I mean, the committee did agree, except I think Schreier made it clear that he wanted a longer period, but the committee agreed that 30 days was adequate. Everyone else on the committee did.
I participated on that committee, at that committee meeting, and that was the decision. And I would like to speak for us having an end point of 30 days beyond the release of the final technical documents, because we know what those technical documents are. We know they're in the hands of the public, and it gives closure to our public comment period. We don't know exactly what some members of the committee are describing is missing from what the county is seeking. And from what I understand from our professionals' input, there is a professional and legal standard that we are following for the release of the metadata. And we've been advised that by our professionals, and we are following that standard, and we're not holding anything back that's of substance. So I think our argument here is right back where we were with the committee meeting, arguing over something that none of us really fully understand. We don't know what this shape files are, this data that is supposed to be held back, and our professionals are telling us there is nothing that's usable, that's being held back. And if we were to try to stop everything in terms of our progress on the regional, on the draft regional master plan, and start creating files, that it will set us back in terms of, and that this is a rabbit hole we're going down. I think we need to set an end. It's fair to say 30 days beyond the release of the technical documents. That's what we decided. That's what we should do.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to say.
Debbie was
on. Oh, I'm sorry.
just want to clarify something you said. You said we don't understand. You meant we don't understand what people are asking for.
Right.
Not that we don't understand
right.
the data.
Right.
Because that I think you have a clear understanding of. When this issue actually arose months ago about, yes, and I will not support that amendment because what has been released for public comment, and appropriately so, is the text, the narrative of our master plan, which I have to say, going to the public comment, public hearings, we're not really hearing a lot of comments about that, and that's really critical. I wish folks would be sure and read that document and give us comments before the end of the comment period, because those are the policies and everything else that's contained in that is critically important. That is out for public comment, which includes the land use capability map and the technical reports, which have all been released as of when, Dante? When did that last one go in?
The tech reports are out January 23rd.
I'm sorry?
January 23rd.
Was the last one, okay. They're all out there, and what those serve as is the basis to of the regional master plan, including the land use capability map. What is being asked for, as I and that is out there, and that is legitimate, and that is important to comment on so we can move forward to final adoption of the regional master plan. What is not out there is a separate function, some other kind of GIS files, which are not precursors to this data that's been released. And I think that's where some of the misunderstanding is. And this goes back to when we had a request even from a newspaper for some data some while ago, and we had discussions about it, that eventually there will be additional data available. And, you know, we talked about this at land, what do we call that committee? Local participation, whatever, that as things are released, we should have formal comment periods for at specific times in the future. And we've heard that at the public hearings, too, and I think that's legitimate. But GIS shapefiles are not part of the regional master plan, and they're something that can be used for ground truthing during the conformance period, which is, and pre-conformance period, which is what we discussed as a plan the whole last year. This is, we're just implementing what we all agreed to a while ago, and I really think there's a misunderstanding about what's being asked for and what its importance is right now. And I've had the same debate with my own people in Warren County, so I'm not picking on anybody here and saying that. And if we, I promise my last comment, if we agree to this, we could be setting ourselves back 6 months or a year, so I understand it, because there's, what this means until all of these reports, we could produce theoretically 100 reports of this at each data layer, and what's the end to it, and I don't think any of us want to be there, so that's my comment.
Mr. Chairman,
I'd
just like to...
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Those GIS shape files that Ben just spoke about, if they were used in determining the draft of the regional master plan, that was part of the data that was used by our staff, the public is entitled to see those documents.
Our staff maintains they were not.
They were not. Let me try to explain
well,
it, because I
well,
don't
agree.
Well, some of the staff says that.
Right.
Not all the staff says that.
Right.
I don't agree that that's
well,
the case.
I mean, where we are, I think, realistically, we don't have anything resembling a consensus within the staff, between the staff and the county planners of what this data is, how long it would take to make it available, and what its value is, and how much it was used in the draft plans. And we're not going to resolve any of those questions today. So the question is, do we? What do we do with the public comment period? I mean, given that information, because I don't think discussing that data at this meeting is going to be useful because we're not going to get it. We're not going to get to agreement.
I think that maybe we should wait to determine the extension until we can figure out what we can provide to the counties. You know.
Well, as of today, the comment period ends March 2nd, so if we don't take
action, we'll have to change this to reflect that we're still thinking about it or something. But, you know, the municipalities did not come out during the comment period so far, at least in any of the sessions that I attended, to present their comments on the plan. I am sure that they are sitting and waiting to be given some kind of direction from the counties. The counties really were not there as bodies either to give comment because they've already told us that before they will comment or can comment, they need to see the data that drove the decisions that are contained in the plan. Therefore, until we get the data that the counties feel that they need, they're not going to buy into this. They're not going to give any advice to the municipalities. The municipalities are not going to buy into this. And that's what we're really aiming to do, is to get the municipalities
to conform to this.
I'd like to get to the vote on the amendment, but Dante...
Could I just clarify one thing along with what you're saying, Mr. Chairman? The reason why I support us adding 30 days today is the reason that you said it, meaning that you said, which is not that 30 days would be your final decision, but that we're only a couple of weeks away from that deadline now. We recognize that we are going to have to talk with the county planners, for example, and others about what data would be appropriate to release so they can appropriately comment. We will not be able to do that before the next council meeting, given the complexity and some of the other reasons why folks want more time, the holidays, the chance to look through the technical reports released January 23rd. I think it wouldn't hurt this council's activities to extend it 30 days now. It'll give us the chance to report back to you when we've met with those county planners. And I think this discussion does need to happen with the council, and we could provide you with some information based on those conversations which would assist you in making that decision.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to add to that, which is in the discussion about the meeting with the county planners. First of all, they have indeed come before us and provided comments, none of which has been, it's been mostly critical and I think philosophical, shall we say, in nature, not only, as Debbie said, not on the details of the plans, but it turns on whether or not the information that is very amorphously described here was used in the plan or not, or whether it's in a form, you know, that was used and was readily available, or whether we're being asked to create new information or rearrange the millions of bits of information we have in different ways. And so one of the suggestions I made at that subcommittee meeting, which I didn't hear reflected in the report about the upcoming meeting with the county planners, was to ask them to specifically define what information they believe was either used in the development of the plan or that they need, and they should do it, as you said, they're very talented people, they should do it as technically as possible so that we can then make some assessment as to whether or not that information was indeed used and is readily available and weigh it out against all the rest of the calculus. So that can all be done within this 30-day extension with a definitive end period to it, because it may end up to be, you know, information that they believe is there but it's not there or was not used.
Well, we need a closure period for the public comment period. It's not that we're shutting down the doors or stopping communication. So whenever the public comment period ends, we're still going to continue accepting public comments and in particular interacting with the county planners. But let's have a vote on this amendment. The amendment is to extend, we'll get to public comments, we'll get to the motion. But the amendment is to extend the public comment period until 30 days after the release of the data, of the metadata. All those in favor of the amendment?
We go ahead.
I guess we seem to be.
Maybe five.
Okay, and all those opposed? Okay, so the amendment fails. So on the floor is the motion to extend the comment period to April 2nd, which in fact is 90 days after the release of the final technical report.
Mr. Chairman, could I propose another amendment?
Sure.
I'd like to maybe extend the comment period until we are able to provide the counties with the data that they feel they know. It doesn't have to be the metadata. You know, as Tim mentioned, we're going to have this meeting. We're going to ask them to be specific until the counties feel that they can properly address the plan.
I think that's the motion we just defeated.
Yes, I believe so.
Well, no.
I think Mimi's asked the county planners to be a little bit more specific in writing. What is it that
it isn't the metadata.
It's what they're suggesting that we give them. Correct, Mimi? It's what we're asking the county planners to tell us. What is the exact data that you're looking for you to make a good assessment on the regional
I'm just concerned that we're going to be back here in a couple more weeks mending this thing again.
We will be.
As long as nobody minds.
It makes sense to do it again.
Let's keep this discussion. I think it's the same amendment, but if someone wants a second, we can vote on it again. But I don't think the outcome's going to be any different. But do you want a second to make amendments?
You made it very clear. She was just looking to draw in the county planners.
So you're saying it would be 90 days after the county planners say they have the information they need?
Well, I don't know that it was 90. It was
30 days after the county planners. So the county planners basically tell us when the county period ends.
Not when they tell us, but when we've given them what they want. Once again. It's 30 days after they get the information that they say that they will need in order to make their findings.
But that was your amendment.
That was my original amendment.
Right, the vote. So that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's valuable to vote on it.
Yeah.
No.
Well, if you have a different amendment. Otherwise, I'd like to get the public comments on the motion, which is to extend the public comment period from its current end date of March 2nd to April 2nd.
I think that's a no-brainer, because in the absence of anything else, we do need 30 days. Otherwise, the comment period
right.
will end.
Well, are there any public comments? Did you want to comment on that?
Yes, please.
My name is David Murphy. I'm from the borough of Mendham. I'm the council president and also the land use chair. I appeared at the first public session that you people held in Morris County. I had six or seven questions that I asked and comments I made. They were followed up by written, same questions in writing, and they were sent approximately 6 or 7 weeks ago. I haven't heard nothing back. I know this is... We discussed earlier that there have been 600 commenters, and it takes a while to get back with the questions. But we're now, by the testimony here today, there's going to be another meeting on February 22nd, which is an extension of the original time to have public meetings and an extra meeting. And then there's going to be another meeting, I assume it's going to be in March or late February, in Passaic County. If we don't extend this to the length of time that Mr. Schreier spoke about, how are these people going to be able to get answers to their comments prior to the end of the public comment period?
Are your questions, the comments you submitted already, are they suggesting changes in the regional plan, or are they answers you need in order to be able to comment on the regional plan?
They're answers we need to, as a community, to make a valid decision. We're in the planning zone, the planning area, and we need answers to these questions in order to decide whether or not to opt into the preservation area. We haven't heard anything back. The meetings are not complete yet. The time to digest the data, granted, all the technical data came out, the last one on the 23rd of January. I'm sure you've all seen it all. And the time to digest that and try and make valid decisions is quite lengthy. We have our borough engineer, our borough planner, and our borough attorney all looking at different aspects of it, in addition to people on the Land Use Committee. The time to digest this, come up with further questions if we need them answered, is going to take a lot more than 30 days from March 2nd. You said it's a net 90 days now going to April 2nd from January 23rd. It's actually like 70 days. If we went to April 23rd, that would be 90 days, which is a 20 days is a big period of time relative to trying to digest and absorb all this data and come up with some sort of a valid decision. So my feeling is I support what Mr. Schreier's amendment was, that what some of the gentlemen over here spoke about, when we find out what the planners really need, and some of that data is not out yet, including some of this GIS shape files, that you have the right to continue to extend, since you've only extended for 30 days. I don't think that doesn't make the greatest presentation to extend it again and again. That's why I think 90 days from the point of when that data is released, or when that data is gotten by the planners in the county or all the counties, that we extend that date to that time. Thank you.
Hello, Tony Soriano, Morris County Planning Board. I'm one of those county planners we've been talking about. I'm not going to try to represent the other counties, although I know you do have letters from the other counties asking for an extension similar to what has been put forth in the amendment. First, just information, the county planner meeting has been canceled.
It has been canceled.
It's not a question, it's a statement. We received the email this afternoon saying it has been canceled. No date has been given as to when that's going to be held. And that goes to part of the issue of why we need this information. First, let me say the part of the policies that the planner put forth in these maps, these three zones. The three zones were formed on the basis of 51 criteria, according to the master plan, ingredients, if you will. But we don't know how these ingredients were mixed or how much of each ingredient went into placing a parcel either in the planned community zone or one of the protection zones. We hope to find that out at this meeting, but we don't know when that meeting is going to be held. When we do know how that information was used to determine where these zone lines were placed, assuming we can find that out, we will have a better knowledge of what is needed for us to comment, what GIS is needed for us to comment on that, on those policy decisions. And we don't know that yet. There are about 15 GIS data sets we've been told are going to be released. Only about half of them have been released to date. And most of what has been released simply deals with boundary issues. The real data hasn't been released, or some of the more substantive data. So one, we need to know the recipe for the ingredients, that, those 51 ingredients that were apparently determined this. And once we know the recipe and we understand the recipe, we'll be in a better position to tell you what we need. But it's not a question of us telling you what we need. We first need to know what was used to make this particular cake, and then we can look at whether we agree with the methodology, number one, because we want to comment on whether we agree, whether the methodology we think was correct or not, before we can start the next phase, which is, okay, if we agree with the methodology, was the data used correct? And that's the GIS stage. That's why it's very necessary for us to have the GIS information as well, so we can tell you where you were wrong or right. And we also need the methodology so we can say whether we agree with that methodology and offer substantive comments. Staff has asked us in the past, and this is going back a few weeks, they gave us large index books saying where do we think they're wrong? Where should corrections be made in terms of these zones? But unless we know what was used and how it was used to make the decisions, we don't know what to tell them, whether they're right or wrong based on what. We still don't know that. And then once we know how the information was used, we need to be able to verify the information to the extent we can within the comment period. So I would ask that we do get the extension. I know that the Freeholder Nordstrom of Morris County has asked in our letter of 60 days past the time the GIS is released. And I don't think there's been a change in that. What has been offered is less than that, but it's something. So we would ask that you consider that. We're trying to understand this. And there seems to be a rush to get this comment period ended. Quite frankly, the fact that the GIS is not ready and the metadata is not ready was not a fault of anyone else sitting on this side of the table. That it's not ready, it's too bad. We wish it were. We wish it were ready many months ago, as you do. But until that data is out, we'll review it, but we need to have it out. Right now, we're trying to review what is a moving target. We don't know what that data is going
to
be.
So you're unable to comment on the draft plan that's out?
We can comment on the policies, right, as the written text. But as to, and make some general comment, and some of that is in the technical documents, as Mr. Borden has said. But in terms of where these lines were drawn and the impacts that will have on people, we don't know how the lines were drawn, why they were drawn where they were, the methodology or the data.
When you said we need the recipe, and I like using that analogy, it's a similar analogy I use in explaining, but I still don't understand conceptually how it is you can't comment on what's out there now. So let me ask you, you made a statement, comment on policy decisions. Give me an example, maybe I can understand it better.
Well, what
do
I
you need to comment on it?
The text certainly has a number of policies in it. We can comment on whether we think the policies are good or not, or to the extent that we you know, can. What I'm saying is the zones were created using 51 criteria, and that's explained in the master plan. But we don't know how those criteria were weighted, what combinations resulted in what zone category, what that recipe was. How did they influence the selection? So, and do we agree with that methodology?
That's
number one. The second part is, even if we agree with the methodology, then we've been asked by staff to confirm whether we think the location of those lines are right based on the information that they have used in creating those lines. I mean, what information was used in creating the lines. You want to know what we need? We need that. And if that, if I mean that, we need to know what information was used, how it was used, if they want our comments and verification. If not, we can only say we have so many comments, but the comments have to stop short of being able to comment on where these lines were drawn or how, because we don't know.
Other comments on the resolution?
Good afternoon. Steve Shaw, Special Counsel with Warren County. I just wanted to highlight one point of the resolution where it states that the extension for public comment included requests submitted by representatives of all of the seven Highlands counties. The Warren County freeholders did not request a further extension of this time period. I'm sure you're all aware of the statutory time period within which the master plan was supposed to have been adopted. So I just wanted to, just as a clarification, that I believe the Warren County Planning Board did in fact make a request for an extension, but the Warren County freeholders did not.
Just as a quick clarification, the language says representatives of the counties. So, I mean, if the planning board doesn't act on the authorization of freeholders or vice versa, we should just be clear about who's representing the perspective of the counties.
Are you suggesting we should change the wording of the resolution or not? It seems to me
from our perspective, there were representatives of the counties that submitted that. That's okay.
Well, you know, I want to mention that the gentleman that was up here, the county planner, I specifically remember, and I thought it was 50, not 51, for Mr. Balzano said there's 51 drivers that make up in a grid format based on the resource assessment of that particular area that allowed him to come to the conclusion of the three zones that he's laid out. And that's the second or third time I specifically have heard that request from this agency to release to the county planners.
Well, I think
you call it what you want, cake mix formula, whatever the case may be, but that's what they're asking for. They're asking for that data so that they can get into their room and see if they... they want to validate what we're saying is out there.
Well, I think we all agree, including the staff, that the meeting that got postponed tomorrow should be rescheduled as quickly as possible, and that this matter, the request for the data, should be on the agenda both for the Plan Development Committee meeting and the next council meeting, so we can deal with that. I'd like to get to the resolution.
Mr. Chairman, I think at some point, though, either the whole council or the Land Development Council or some special committee should meet with our GIS staff.
Yes.
And get from them an explanation as to when we could prepare this data to give it to the counties.
Yes, well, as we did have an extensive discussion about the committee meeting, but we need to talk about it more, obviously, because we didn't reach the consensus. Any other more discussion on this amendment, on this motion?
David Shope. Back when this plan was released in November, I questioned how the data, which was certainly going to come, would be handled, and I got a song and a dance. And what I got from Mr. DePereaux over there is that the plan, as of the date that he submitted it for your consideration for release, was a legal plan. You had a legal plan then. You could have voted on that plan as it was then, if you were to believe Mr. DePereaux. Obviously, that is not the case. Obviously, no matter what you do, no matter how much longer you mess around with it, this plan will finally be defined and formed in the courts. So why don't you just get on with it so that the next phase can take place essentially immediately. Thank you.
Julia Summers, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. Don't you all long for the day when we didn't have GIS? When plans were put together with policies, You have a plan with policies. You have a plan with policies on which people have been asked to comment. The way the process is proposed is you will also have a pre-conformance period and a conformance period, during which all those questions about the lines have an opportunity to be answered. I request that you approve this this resolution for an April 2nd extension and leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments from council members?
What we are saying, Mr. Chairman, is this plan is scientifically based. This plan is what it ought to be, and you all should trust us. We don't need you to verify what we have done. We don't need you to look at the underlying data, the weighting, the quantities of cake mix that goes into the batter. Just take our word for it. The underlying recipe we have, but we're going to make sure that this is as secret as we possibly can make it, so that you can't duplicate our recipe. That's what it sounds like. Whether that's true or not, that's the message that's getting out to the public.
I think that's a very inaccurate characterization of what we're doing, and I hope that's not the way it appears. We have put out more data. Most agencies that put out a regional plan don't put out anything that resembles technical reports. They put out the thing we put out November 30th, and that's it. We have a disagreement among technical staffs in the county and in the Highlands about whether the data that the county is requesting actually played a role in the development of the draft plan, whether it's releasable. All that needs to be discussed and resolved, and but I don't think, I just don't think that's a fair characterization of what we're doing.
I concur.
But I would like to get to a vote on this motion, which was supposed to be easy because it went through.
What Mr. Schreier is saying is that this is the perception out there. We don't feel that way.
The motion is to extend the public comment period from its current March 2nd to April 2nd, 2007. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Extensions. All right. Who knew that would pass unanimously? I believe the last item on the agenda is public comment. I'd like to call first on all those who have not yet spoken to the council at any of our previous meetings. Okay. Anyone else want to speak who has spoken at previous meetings?
Couple of things I have, and I will leave with you an article from this week's Economist entitled No Child Left Inside. It speaks to the fact that attendances at parks have declined tremendously, and despite the efforts of government agencies to encourage continued attendance. So we have yet another fraud, that is to say ecotourism or whatever you want to call it, and that is a part and parcel with this master plan. And this, when all is said and done, this act, not the master plan, can't blame you for the act. This act was perpetrated on a series of frauds, and this is yet another one. Tourism has gone down to Yosemite, Yellowstone, you name it. Tourism has gone down. Also, in this month's Scientific American, there's an article on climate change, particularly methane, which is 23 times more potent as a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. And it has a pie chart showing pre-industrial methane emissions and current methane emissions. And wetlands, in both cases, are the largest single source of methane emissions. If we were to take the current methane emissions and bring it back to pre-industrial wetlands methane emissions, we would save 57 million metric tons a year of methane. Multiply that by 23 and you get a lot of carbon dioxide equivalent. I would urge the council to adopt a program, a funded program, where you would take and subsidize the filling of wetlands to eliminate or mitigate the methane emissions that come from them. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Scott Olson from Byram Township. I want to thank you all for submitting yourselves to another 30 days of comment. As Mr. Schreier pointed out at an earlier meeting, I think there's been very little substance as far as the regional master plan and a lot of addressing the greater issues of the act itself and equity and those types of things. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend a meeting at Voorhees, but I understand, and I've spoken with Mr. Borden at the time, that my name was used in a manner which is untrue. I've never been arrested for trespassing. I have never been involved in any type of trespass. The event that took place was actually in the land of make-believe, believe it or not, with another person whose name happens to be Scott. And so as you all listen through the tapes of those meetings, I'd like you to know that it has nothing to do with me and that the person who was speaking off point and quite far off the regional master plan was misinformed and ill-informed. Thank you.
How many other people like to speak?
Well, been here before. Good afternoon. My name is Andy Drysdale. My wife Lois and I own farmland at 32 East Fox Chase Road, Chester, New Jersey. Our land is in the preservation area, and some of it is in the conservation zone of the regional master plan. We are here today to comment on a plan that is based on an unnecessary act. When the environmental activists and the former self-serving governor saw the strip of green land that still existed in New Jersey, they should have examined why it still existed. Instead, they chose to use it to justify and enhance their own importance. Municipal planning boards have been working diligently for years to create plans that were best suited for their communities. Large lot zoning was already in place in much of the area. Municipal engineering practices have become environmentally friendly with huge improvements in stormwater runoff control and septic system design. Many thousands of acres have already been preserved under various voluntary programs such as farmland preservation and green acres. As a land surveyor, I have often been contracted to locate wetlands flags and groundwater monitoring wells as far back as 1988 that were required by the DEP long before the unfortunate McGreevy administration even existed. As for water, more than two-thirds of the Earth's surface is underwater. There's plenty of it. In a natural distilling process, the sun evaporates the water from all over the world, and it falls in a form of snow, rain, and sleet. This process probably is less than perfect, as some pollutants may still be present, and the moisture passes through polluted air before it even gets to the highlands. Please decline to finalize this plan until the unnecessary Highlands Act is repealed. Thank you.
That concludes the public comment. Are there any other comments from council members?
I have one.
Yes.
It occurred to me as we were sitting here listening that has it been announced that there are two more public hearings?
Yes. Announced at the beginning of the meeting.
Okay, but I mean, has there been any notices or anything?
The second one's been scheduled. Has that been noticed?
The first one's been noticed.
The one in Somerset has not yet been scheduled.
Correct.
We learned in the last month that when the public hearing schedule went out, the original public hearing schedule, that municipalities were not specifically notified of that schedule. And so I would ask that we be sure and notify them this time around, so if any of them want to attend these last two public hearings, if they have an opportunity.
At the council's executive session earlier, we discussed the possibility of going back into executive session now. I assume it is too late for
it's
people.
Too late.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Okay.
We need to call for the schedule for
John, we also have to have a meeting to review the GIS staff.
Yeah, committee meeting.